As we heard earlier in the programme, this morning saw the last cabinet meeting before Christmas taking place. The Dáil rises tomorrow. But one bill that TDs are dealing with tonight could prove critical for Irish patients suffering with a rare disease. That's according to Fianna Fáil's Primary Care and Community Health Services spokesperson, John Brazel. And John Brazel, tell us about your bill.
Well, my bill is specifically looking at making orphan drugs more readily available.
What's an orphan drug, John?
An orphan drug is a drug that is for a rare disease which would affect about 5 in 10,000 people, or an ultra-rare disease which affects 2 in 10,000 people. So it's basically those conditions that are very rare and in some cases life-threatening. But as medical science advances, drugs are now becoming available which drastically improve the quality of life of the people suffering from these conditions. And as you will be aware, in the last number of years, we've had very high profile drugs such as Orkambi for cystic fibrosis, Respreeza for alpha-1 deficiency, Translarna for muscular Duchenne's atrophy, and they are all struggling to get over the line, and in a lot of cases they only get over the line through protest, or in the case of Respreeza, it was took the death of two patients. So I'm really trying to get a fairer system, and the reasoning for my bill...
And just to cut across you there, John, can you explain how a fairer system might work? Because one of the difficulties is, for instance, if a lot of people have a certain kind of heart condition and you invent a medicine that treats that heart condition, well then the economics of that makes sense. But if only a few people have that condition and the medicine is very expensive to make, how does a health service afford it?
Well, one of the things that I will be speaking about tonight, first of all, in that regard, is that there are, in my estimate and according to the Irish Pharmaceutical Union, there is approximately €300 million of savings available right now on biosimilar products. Should those savings come into being, and they should next year, I'm looking for part of that savings to be ring-fenced for orphan drugs. I'm not looking in any way for the HSE to reimburse medicines that they believe do not represent good value.
Okay, and
for
just
the
again,
Irish
just to trying to break down the jargon a bit, because this is a little bit technical. So that you would be. How would that work in practice?
Well, in practice, the current system does not differentiate orphan drugs. There's a quality assessment, and basically if your quality assessment goes above 45,000, you do not get reimbursed. For drugs, for rare diseases and ultra-rare diseases, the cost will always be in excess of this, and as it stands at the moment, none of those drugs have any chance of getting over the line. So I want the minister to look at things such as clinical and cost effectiveness, unmet need, the relevant views of patient organisations, and the availability of medicines in other EU countries. And to that point, currently there are 148 medicines available, registered by the EU Medicines Agency, and in Ireland only 53 of those 148 are available, which is at 35%, the lowest of EU developed countries. And I'm following a Dáil debate, which I think is a very relevant point to make, on the 27th of September 2017.
Just briefly, please.
Minister Harris stated, if the people of the House think that the current system is broken, we can start by hearing what people want to replace it, because I think it's broken too. How do we come up with a better model? I have come up with a better model, and I hope he supports it.
Okay, well, we follow the progress of that bill. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. John Brazel there, Fianna Fáil's Primary Care and Community Health Services spokesperson.